Happy Holidays from Supreme Master Television.
Hello and welcome all our joyful viewers to this edition of Noteworthy News, positive news for a better world.
From Los Angeles, California, USA, Supreme Master Television airs 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 12 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Astro 1 and Hotbird 6, Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10 KU band and Intelsat 10 C band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C band, AVS, AsiaSat 2 and AsiaSat 3S. North America, Galaxy 25. Central and South America, Hispasat and Intelsat 907. Supreme Master Television is also conveniently accessible online at suprememastertv.com.
In today's news, Tanzania, Egypt, and Iran agree to collaborate in agriculture and industry. In environmental news, Namibia Nature Foundation presents Environmentalist of the Decade Awards. In humanitarian news, Red Cross and Red Crescent meet in Geneva, Switzerland to discuss future plans. In science news, terahertz radiation, or T-rays, may be used for medical applications. In children's news, World Vision Malaysia helps children learn about their global community. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your positive TV channel.
Today in history, December 19th, Richard Leakey was born in Kenya in 1944. Mr. Leakey became a successful paleontologist and then an active conservationist. In 1989, he became the director of the Kenya Wildlife Service and effectively protected elephants. Under his leadership, the World Bank approved $140 million to help fund the safeguarding of Kenyan wildlife. For his efforts in environmental conservation, Mr. Leakey was given the World Ecology Award in 1997. Thank you, Mr. Leakey, for all your work in environmental protection. Best wishes for a very happy birthday.
YN News, Supreme Master Qinghai International Association news from Malaysia. Since Sunday, rising waters due to heavy rains affected the southern eastern and northeastern parts of Malaysia. Supreme Master Ching Hai has been closely watching the situation and asked for continual updates from our association members. With Master's permission, we'd like to share with viewers the latest news of relief efforts from our association as reported to Supreme Master Ching Hai.
Our most merciful Master, Malaysian initiates felt deeply touched by Master's concern about the flood situation in Malaysia. We very much appreciate all your love and blessings for every Malaysian. The flood situation on December 16, 2007. At this moment, Pahang, Johor, and Kelantan states are seriously affected by flooding. However, according to the statements by the State Flood Control and State Welfare Centers, the situation is under control. There is no alert of food shortage, food being transported to the affected areas via tractors, boats, etc. The reports from Johor and Pahang states indicate that the situation is stable there. Johor especially became more prepared for this type of incident after a flood disaster last year. In Pahang, many people have prepared wells at higher ground along with electricity generators, and Kelantan state is always prepared for the possibility of flooding. Many people are temporarily staying with relatives or in evacuation centers. Thus, the situation is currently being managed well by individuals and the government. Our association members living in the affected areas are also well. However, since it continues to rain in certain areas, we will continue monitoring the situation and provide relief assistance if needed. Once again, we thank Master for your loving concern. Malaysian disciples wish Master health and happiness always. Malaysian Centers.
We thank Supreme Master Ching Hai for allowing us to share this relief info to update our caring viewers who are surely concerned and relieved to know about the well-being of fellow humans in this case. We also thank Supreme Master Ching Hai International Association's Foreign Group for current, informative reports. May the affected be well and protected during this emergency. Supreme Master Ching Hai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you, all the international help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you, all the relief workers, for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Fly-in News. European Union pledges $650 million for Palestine. At the international conference in Paris, at which 90 countries gathered to make pledges of aid to the Palestinians, the European Union donated $650 million to the Palestinian Authority. About half of the pledges came from individual member states and half from the European Union itself. Thank you, and God bless European Union and all member states for your benevolent hearts and committed support of Palestine. May the deserving people of Palestine be graced with comfort, security, and true peace.
Fly-in News. Spain pledges $348 million for Palestine. Spain has promised to donate $348 million in aid for the Palestinian people. Foreign Minister Miguel Moratinos expressed his support, saying, "I think this represents a great success for the international community and above all the historic commitment between Israelis and Palestinians to move forward and achieve a Palestinian state toward the end of 2008. Our deep appreciation and God bless Spain for your tremendous support of your fellow brothers and sisters. May your contribution help to create a bright future for all Palestinians."
Fly-in News. Province in Olac or Vietnam receives development aid. Japan has announced a donation of $2 million to Tanhua Province in central Olac to help strengthen the region's infrastructure as well as provide skills training to local governments. The project's goal is to expand Tanhua City's links with rural areas so that the province can grow naturally into a regional hub. Many thanks and heaven bless Japan for your meaningful and generous assistance to Olac. May the Olac's people be blessed with flourishing grace, prosperity, and happiness.
YN News. Marawa Diamonds donates over $360,000 to Zimbabwean society. Last week, Marawa Diamonds gave a contribution of more than $360,000 to charity. The Hwadza Secondary School and Gweru's Blue Hills Probation and Remand Home will benefit from the donation. Cameron McRae, Marawa's managing director, said that the donation is meant to sow the seed of sustainable development within our business home province, Midlands. Heaven bless you abundantly, Marawa Diamonds, generous community assistance. May your donations bring comfort and happiness to the lives of many Zimbabweans.
Lion News. Cat saves owner from house fire. The lives of Larry Ward and his wife, as well as their home, have been saved by the actions of the family's house cat. Mr. Ward said that the cat normally curls up and just goes to sleep, but one night he kept gazing at his caretaker and then looking up toward the ceiling. Mr. Ward stated, "He was exactly right. The house was on fire." Firefighters were notified and arrived in time to get the blaze under control within 15 minutes. Thank you from our hearts, Noble Cat, for your caring intelligence that saved your caretaker's lives. Our sincere gratitude also goes to the firefighters for your selfless and heroic deeds. Blessed be the giving spirit of all.
YN News. Maryland restaurants remove foie gras from menus. The Baltimore Animal Rights Coalition of the American State of Maryland has been campaigning to have foie gras removed from the menus of local restaurants. The group launched its campaign in September by providing literature to restaurant owners and chefs highlighting the maltreatment of ducks and geese in its production. Their efforts have paid off with several restaurants agreeing to stop serving foie gras. Congratulations, Baltimore Animal Rights Coalition, on the success of your campaign. May God bless you abundantly for your compassionate commitment to our treasured geese and duck animal friends. And thank you, Maryland, for your decision in the name of love.
Lion News. Supreme Master Qinghai's number one best-selling books in New York's Times Square. This holiday season, there's something new and exciting coming to New York City's famous gathering place, Times Square, where more than 1.5 million people pass through daily. It is Supreme Master Qinghai's two internationally best-selling books, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life. Shortly after their release this year, The Dogs in My Life rose to number one at Kingstone, a major Formosan or Taiwanese bookstore. The Birds in My Life held the place of number one bestseller in the general category of all books on Amazon.com, the world's largest online bookstore with over 10 million books. Also at the top of other international book lists, The Birds in My Life and The Dogs in My Life have touched thousands of readers worldwide. These books are now announced for all the world to see by PR Newswire Reuters on two large screens sized at 23 feet wide by 46 feet high and 35 feet wide by 32.5 feet high. The colorful displays are being shown throughout the holiday season from December 15th to the 27th on the Reuters office building located at 43rd Street and 7th Avenue in Times Square. Shoppers passing by in search of gifts can find the perfect present for their loved ones in these beautifully illustrated books of animal joy and tenderness. One enthusiastic reader is the photographer of PR Newswire, Miss Jill Ulickney, who is a vegetarian herself. She said she plans to purchase the books for her mom for Christmas and will recommend The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life to all her fellow animal-loving friends. Our sincere thanks to PR Newswire Reuters for sharing Supreme Master Qinghai's message of love and care for our animal friends with New Yorkers and tourists visiting the city. These delightful treasures, The Dogs in My Life and The Birds in My Life, will surely warm readers' hearts this holiday season with beautiful stories of pure love from our furry and feathered angels. May God bless our planet with peace, compassion, and respect for all beings.
In global news, Tanzania signs agreement with Egypt and Iran. Vice President of Tanzania, Ali Mohamed Shein, agreed to cooperate with Egypt and Iran in matters which include agriculture, industry, science, and technology. Collaboration between the countries will involve Iran assisting Tanzania with irrigation water, adequate fertilizer, and tractors. In addition, Egypt will help Tanzania in healthcare, in the form of cancer research, training, and building a hospital laboratory. Thank you, Egypt, Iran, and Tanzania, for your warm relations and cooperation with each other. May heaven bless the people of all three great nations with abundance and happiness. 100 million volunteers worldwide will render humanitarian assistance when needed. More about this up next on Noteworthy News. We'll take a quick stroll to enjoy nature and be right back. Please stay tuned to Supreme Master Television.
Through Supreme Master Qinghai's compassionate wisdom, the SM Celestial Company, LTD, has produced its first ever series of Happy Doggy. Celestial clothes and sleeping mattresses for dogs featuring a wide range of designs to meet the needs of dogs of all sizes. The Happy Doggy series, attractive in appearance and practical in its protective warmth, allows humans' most loyal friends to enjoy their owners' loving care. For small to medium dogs, the designs include the Ballerinita, the Miss, Uptown Girl, Sweet Doggy, I Spy, the Poet, and the Karate Wolf. For medium-sized to large dogs, the outfits are the Shepherd, the Bohemian, the Shadow Hunter, Happy Doggy, the Jock, the Sport, and Remember Me When the Rain Falls. Looking smart and elegant in their celestial clothes, these blessed canine friends are no doubt the most impressive dogs in the Golden Age. The sleeping mattress is light, soft, and comfortable, with a washable cover that can be easily removed. The base of the mattress is anti-skid and waterproof, and the cover fabric can be selected to match the celestial clothes. Mattresses include the Royal Tuck, the Gentry Layer, and Dog Republic bedding. To get more information or get the Happy Doggy Celestial clothes or mattresses for your loyal canine friend, visit us online at www.thecelestialshop.com.
Hello, and welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world. I'm Moo the Cow. If you're planning for the Christmas holiday this year, you may wish to consider adopting an artificial Christmas tree. In fact, these trees come in all sizes and look very charming. There's even less cleaning involved before, during, and after the celebration. More importantly, you will be allowing the true Christmas trees to keep on living. The trees will thank you, and we thank you too. Now let's see what the weather looks like around the world.
Environmental news. Namibia Nature Foundation presents Environmentalist of the Decade Awards. Namibia Nature Foundation awarded Environmentalist of the Decade Award to Chief Joseph Tembwe Mayuni and Dr. Mary Seely. Chief Mayuni, a respected leader in Caprivi, Namibia, received the award for his work in sustainable regional development. Renowned environmental educator Dr. Mary Seely was recognized for her outstanding work in ecological management and education. Many thanks and God's blessing to Namibia Nature Foundation, Chief Mayuni, and Dr. Mary Seely for your long-standing commitment to environmental conservation. May our earth continue to flourish in beauty.
In humanitarian news, Red Cross and Red Crescent make plans for coming years. In an international conference in Geneva, Switzerland, about 1,500 officials gathered to discuss humanitarian agenda over the next 4 years. This meeting connected 194 countries with a total of 100 million volunteers worldwide. The focus was on how to best deal with the climate change and migration, as well as other important social issues. Ms. Mandisa Kalako-Williams, head of South Africa's Red Cross, said, "It's up to us, all of us, to move forward from words to action. Thank you, Red Cross, Red Crescent, and the millions of volunteers. Bless you for your work to bring about a better world." Up next, young Malaysians have the opportunity to learn about globalization. We'll take a moment for inner communion with God and be right back. You're watching Noteworthy News here on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world. In science news, scientists develop terahertz radiation. Scientists at the United States Department of Energy's Argon Laboratory and also scientists in Turkey and Japan have developed a device which can produce terahertz radiation, or T-rays, using special kinds of crystals. Radiation of this frequency is highly useful. It is already providing improved methods for the diagnosis and treatment of certain types of cancers. Unlike microwaves and X-rays, T-rays are non-ionizing, just like sunlight and radio waves. Thank you, and God bless all brilliant scientists who are helping create this amazing technology of the future.
In children's news, World Vision Malaysia inaugurates Child for Child, Youth for Youth campaign. World Vision Malaysia has initiated a program in which children ages 3 to 17 sponsor a child from another country. The youngsters can do this individually or in groups. The children will also research to get information about the community and the country of the sponsored child. World Vision Malaysia Chief Executive Officer Mr. Lu Tong Nyon said, "What we are trying to do here is encourage young Malaysians to look at globalization from a different perspective." What a wonderful way for children to appreciate one another and learn about the world. Congratulations and God bless World Vision Malaysia on an excellent project.
Let's now join in laughter with a joke told by Supreme Master Ching Hai. This joke is entitled, Two Words.
Brother John entered a monastery of silence, and the abbot said to him, "Brother, this is a silent monastery. You are welcome here as long as you like, but you may not speak until I direct you to do so." Brother John lived in the monastery for 5 years before the abbot said to him, "Brother John, you have been here 5 years now. You may speak 2 words." So Brother John said, "Ha, bet. I am sorry to hear that," the abbot said. "We will get you a better bet." Another 5 years passed by. Brother John was called by the abbot, and he said, "You may say another 2 words, Brother John." So Brother John said, "Cold food." And the abbot assured him that the food would be better in the future. On his 15th anniversary at the monastery, the abbot again called Brother John into his office. "Two words you might say today." Brother John said, "I quit." So the abbot said, "It probably be the best, because you've done nothing but complaining ever since you come here."
And now, for our viewers' heartline. This hotline came from Dr. Tamil.
"Dear Supreme Master Television, I am a doctor from India working in Saudi Arabia. I have been viewing your channel since September 2007. Now my food habits have changed to total vegetarian diet. Though I got initiation from masters in India a long time ago, I was not meditating regularly. But this positive channel has helped me to meditate more regularly and provided a good boost for the upliftment of my spiritual practice. Thank you very much. I am very much impressed by Supreme Master Ching Hai's speeches delivered as early as 1989. Glad to know that people from all parts of the world are benefited as Supreme Master Television is going global. My best wishes, and may God bless all Supreme Master Television staff in their noble task. Yours lovingly, Dr. Tamil."
Dear Dr. Tamil, thank you kindly for your uplifting letter and good wishes. We're happy to learn that programs on Supreme Master Television, especially spiritual lectures by Supreme Master Ching Hai, have brought positive changes into your lives. We are grateful to the Providence for the opportunity to be connected to our brothers and sisters in the global family. God bless your sincere heart, Doctor.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and positive stories. Please send them to info@suprememastertv.com or the address on your screen. We sure have appreciated your company on Noteworthy News, positive news for a peaceful world.
May a joyous and lighthearted spirit fill every moment of your days.